Lax, let us know, just, you know, kind of a week out at this point. You know, what's the emotion like? You know, pay-per-view, main event, big blockbuster fight. What's the feeling like right now?
Living a dream. I'm living a dream right now. It's great to be here. It's great back in Vegas, and this fight is just amazing. It's everything I want. Everything I want. So I'm feeling great.
I know it's exciting for everybody. What's the most exciting part for you, though? Is it the fact that, you know, there's a UFC title on the line, which you've wanted, or is it the rematch with Jon Jones that you've always wanted? What's the more intriguing aspect of it for you?
Well, a little bit of both, of course, but if I have to choose one, it's the rematch right there. It's again my fighting Jon Jones again, and it's been 5 years since we fought, and it's just a fight I've been wanting for a long time, dreaming about, and training for all this time. I've been training, competing for just this fight, so this is it.
So when you say training, I mean, were you specifically, like, when you're having sessions, are you like, yeah, we're preparing for this guy, but we're getting ready for John?
For every session, I'm prepared for him. That's the best guy out there, and that's the guy I'm beating.
So I was going to ask you, like, how much over these 5 years, I know you've always said, I want the rematch at some point, but, like, every day did you think about this rematch over the last 5 years?
Not maybe every day, but you know, it's I can't want more than this. This is just, it's a dream fight. And when I'm saying that, I mean, like, that's the thing that's been pushing me the most. I want to have the best, the biggest fights, and fighting the best guys out there. And this is just the highlight. This is it.
Did you ever let yourself kind of play, like, what if? I mean, that was such a close fight. You know, what if one point had gone the other way and you walk away? Did you think about what alternate reality would be like if you had won that night?
I've been thinking about it, of course, multiple times. But right now we have a new fight coming up here, and you know, the history is just—it's just the past, nothing else. And this is it. So you know, I'm here to beat the guy that's never been beating, get the best guy out there. So I'm motivated. I'm on fire right now. I'm feeling great. I've never been this in this good shape of my life, so I'm feeling great.
How many times have you watched that fight?
I don't know. Too many times.
What can you take from it? I mean, it was a long time ago, but are there things you learned in that 25 minutes that will matter
in this
fight?
Of course, it was my first 25-minute fight, my first five-rounder, and it was the best guy out there. So, yeah, I learned a lot from that fight. It was, even if I lost that fight, it's still a highlight in my career and something I remember for my life. So,
Alex, when you look at it, though, you know, John has had a couple suspensions, you've had a couple losses. So what effect does the 5 years and all the, you know, the things that have happened in the interim have on the way this fight will go down?
You know, it's hard to say. I don't think it will affect it at all. I'm preparing for the best John out there. I'm preparing for a better John this time than last time. So I just want to fight the best. No excuses after this fight. No excuses at all. It doesn't matter what he's been doing or what I've been doing. It doesn't matter now. It's all about the 29th.
Sometimes fighters embrace after fight and talk. Did John say anything to you that led you to believe he thought you won that last fight?
Well, maybe once or twice. Maybe I heard something that, you know, like he said too. It's I'm saying it too. It's the best fight in the light heavyweight division in the UFC ever. So we did something good. We did something right in that fight, and I can promise you that this fight will be even better. It will even be better. I'm preparing for 10 rounds, and I will push it from round one to the end of it.
And what is your take on the fact that he says he didn't train? I mean, if he did not train, that was a remarkable performance to do what he did against a guy of your caliber. But do you feel like that's just him trying to make up for himself not maybe looking good in the fight or not looking like the way he expected in the fight?
100%. It's just excuses. This guy trains harder than ever.
He's been saying all those things, like, I was drunk, I didn't train, blah, blah, blah. Can you imagine right now? How does it feel like to hear things like that?
Just give me a smile, on my face, nothing else. It's just me. I know he's just making up these things just to create goals in my head or whatever. I don't know, excuses to excuse his performance. I have no clue, but it, you know, it doesn't really matter. I know this guy is the best guy out there because he's training so hard. He's dedicated, and he's the best guy out there. So it's impossible not for him not to train and perform like that. He has to be training, and I know he's training. So,
Alex, at the last fight, there was a lot of blowback from the fans the way the UFC portrayed or promoted the fight, saying, oh, this, you know, you're tall and using your height as a fact that it was going to be a thing. And people scoffed at that. But it turned out that your height actually gave him problems. Your length and your height gave him problems. What impact does that size have? And do you think it's always going to be one of those things because, you know, you match up with him a way nobody else does?
Absolutely. I'm his kryptonite. He doesn't like to fight me. I'm bringing something that he can't really handle. That's what makes it such a good fight.
What does your height do that, like, say, DC, you know, DC's shorter, doesn't have, that DC's not able to do in a fight? Like, what does your height do for you against him that other guys can't do?
Well, I got a better reach. I'm the fastest guy in the light heavyweight division. I have the best footwork. So, and he doesn't match with that.
What do you think about John personally? It sounds like you've got a lot of respect for him. I mean, you're saying good things that he's the best ever, but he's had all these problems and all these issues over the years. What do you think about him as a person, as a representative of the sport?
Well, I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of that because we're all role models here. We have to present the sport very good and even the organization in the UFC. So, well, no, I'm not a fan at all, but we're not here to be friends or whatever. We're here to compete. And when I'm saying he's the best, because I really believe he's the best, and that's why this fight motivates me so much. This is the best fight. I want this fight from the start, so it can't be bigger than this.
Should his career have an asterisk next to it, though? I mean, with these drug allegations that have come up multiple times now, I mean, do you look at what he's accomplished with a little bit of a yeah, but you know, he tested positive?
Well, you know, it's up to him whatever he chooses to do or not to do. At the end of the day, it all comes down to who wants it more. And I'm just the guy. I'm just the guy for him. The John era is over. The John era is over. I'm here to take over that. And I'm here to take the belt and beat him once and for all.
What do you think about him talking about DC over the last couple of days? He's saying, you know, challenging DC. It sounds like he's already looking past you, talking about having a fight with DC.
I just have to wake him up. And I will.
A lot of people criticize this fight, saying that he shouldn't be the one fighting for the title. Do you think somebody else deserves better, like being in this fight with you?
No, I think he deserves the title.
Now, should you beat John? Obviously, Daniel was the light heavyweight champion before that, and he beat you. Is that the fight that you would want next?
I don't want to do a John Jones here. I don't want to look past anyone. but yeah, let's see what happens. You know, it's when I take that belt, there will be a new experience for me. You know, I've been in this position before, and I lost. I know that feeling. I experienced that before. I never been a world champion before, so I don't know what the next step will be. But we're looking for that big fight. You know, and I want to avenge my losses too. I got a loss to DC too, so let's see what happens.
What hurts you more, getting knocked out like you did by Rumble, where it was like one huge punch and you go down, or losing the fight to John, where there's some people that still think you won that fight? Like, which one was tougher for you to deal with?
Losing to John, for sure. Losing to John, it's everybody can get hit. And Anthony's a big hitter. He's all it takes is just one punch. But yeah, losing on very small marginal, like I lost to John to DC, it hurts more.
And when you said you watched the fight a number of times, have you ever scored any differently? Like when you watch it, if you ever said, well, maybe I can see why they gave it to John?
Yeah, I can. It was a close fight, and he's such a dominant champion. He's been there for many years. So yeah, I accepted it now, and it's all good. I learned a lot from that fight.
How do you do this time, though, to not leave it to the judge?
You know?
Are you afraid?
I'm not, yeah. If I see the opportunity, I'll take it. And I'll give everything I have. I don't trust the judges at all.
Are you afraid that if it goes to decision, you know?
No, not at all. I'm going to push him for 5 rounds. I'm going to make sure. If I beat him on points, I'm going to make sure I win every round. That's how I look at it. I'm going to go in there and I'm going to take every round from him. I'm not going to give him an inch. If you give that guy an inch, he grows.
You guys, I remember that night, you guys both went to the hospital that night. Did you guys interact much? I don't remember. Did you guys interact at all? Did you cross paths that evening after the fight?
Yeah, we saw each other. We talked a little bit, had a good laugh, and that was it.
Did he offer you respect? Did he? I mean,
yeah, of course, yeah.
So at that time, he wasn't making excuses. He was just...
No, not at all, no.
He didn't say, oh, I didn't train for you, bro.
No, I didn't. He's never still that in my face.
How difficult is it when you're in your prime, but you've had a lot of inactivity because of injuries and so forth? How does that affect you and affect your training?
Uh, It's been tough from time to time, but I think this layoff I had now for 1.5 years has just been good for me. I've just been training my ass off. I'm a much better fighter today than I was when I fought Glover, and I just feel great. And like I said before in other interviews, if people wanted this fight, I want this fight. If this fight should happen, it should happen now, because I'm never gonna be this ready that I am right now. I'm so motivated, and I just feel my skill set out there, my conditioning, my strength, everything is just there. So the fight is happening now.
Everybody talks about John and DC is two of the best to ever do it, and you've given them hellacious fights. I mean, if you win this, do people need to start talking about you in that discussion?
Of course. Of course. I'm here to take over. I'm here to take John's place in the rankings, in the history of the sport. I'm here. I want what he has. I want people talking about me as they're talking about him. That's why I'm doing this.
We saw that you're a bad matchup. You said you're his kryptonite, you're a bad matchup for him. Why do you think he took this fight?
Well, I think he feels pressure. I think he feels that he needs to show everybody that he didn't love that fight. So I think, you know, he feels pressure, and it's a challenge. This guy, he likes challenges too.
Do you think he's thought about the fight a lot too, and how close it was to him, you know, suffering a loss and everything else? Do you think he's kind of gone over that in his head?
100%. 100%.
Gus, is there anything, you know, John has never lost, DC's only lost to John. When you look at them, is there anything that you can take from them that helped them to be so consistent that maybe you learned by looking at them that you've applied to your training and that will be in your game this time around?
Well, we are all different, different individuals with different strengths and weaknesses, but overall, they're competitors, and then they have to be a competitor on that level. You need to have that. You have to put that time in training. You have to be ready mentally. It's a lot of factors that has to be put in places, and I think that's what they've been mastering very well. And I've been learning a lot just watching them, fighting them, and you know I'm 31 years old, and I just started this. I feel like I got so much motivation and to show everybody that. It wasn't the best me out there when I fought them. I wasn't ready for it. I wasn't ready for John back in 2013 or DC 2015. It's my time now, and I'm ready. I'm more than ready, and I will show everybody the 29th.
How much have you thought about with John going through everything that you might not get this opportunity to avenge the loss? Did it ever go through your mind that you may never get to fight John again?
Yeah, of course. Absolutely. But, you know, it's too good of a fighter not to fight again. So it was just a matter of time.
Did you think when everything was going on, let me ask you this, do you think he's a cheater, or do you think he's just unknowingly doing things and messing up his career? Or is he just a liar? Because it just seems like there's so many things about John that have negatively affected his career, but is he a cheater?
Well, I don't know. It doesn't matter to me if he's a cheater or not. He can cheat the 29. I don't care. It doesn't matter if he takes his steroids or if he does his alcohol or his narcotic. I don't care. I'm gonna go in there. I know what I've been doing. I know I'm prepared for it. And me and my whole team are making sure that I'm ready for war. And I'm gonna go in there to the 29th and take everything from him.
How difficult is it for you fighting over the holidays? Just the fact that you know you have a new family and everything, is it made it tougher for you, or do you feel like you get it over with and now you'll be able to have your holiday after?
It's tough to be away from home, but at the same time it motivates me. You know, you don't get anything free. It's all about sacrifices, and I'm here to win. Nothing else.
How old is your children?
I got 2 children. One is 1.5, and one is three months.
So they maybe don't really know about Christmas too much.
No, not really, so. So it's all good still. But it wouldn't matter if they were 10 or 1.5, you know.